Okay, so the motion fails, and the minutes are up for approval. Please take the vote on approval of the minutes as unamended. If you support approval of the minutes, vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay, Edward Stegert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stitt.
Yes.
Yes. Brazan.
No.
No. Crumshoe.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
No.
No. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. Apollinar.
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell.
Mitchell says yes.
Yes. Giselle, yes. Burton.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Saba.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Lane York.
Yes.
Yes. Any passes? Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
13-4-4.
Thank you. The minutes are approved.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Joseph, I'd like to make a motion that we extend for 10 minutes to consider Lane Yard-Uzel's motion.
Thank you. The motion on the floor is to continue an open session for an additional 10 minutes to consider the first item on the agenda after minutes, which is the Lane Ewart and Uzel motion regarding e-balloting for the upcoming election. If you support continuing for another 10 minutes in open session, please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please. Is there any objection to continuing for 10 more minutes before we go taking a vote?
Well, I
yes. Checked
that we can do that.
I'm sorry?
Yes. We have there a bunch
is, yes.
of things that were
there.
Sent to us at the last minute that we now have to deal with. You know,
no, that
and I want
to
make
you.
A point
that got sent to you last
we're
week.
We're done with this.
Okay, so that is an objection. Thank you. If you could call the roll, please. If you support continuing 10 additional minutes in open session, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Diaz?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry.
King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Tiff? Kia? Razan?
Pass.
Hello? Pumcho?
Yes.
Medina?
No.
No. Allen? Teresa?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Duskill says yes.
10 minutes. What'd you say?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Stegert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Eagle?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No.
This is Jessica. I'm back on the line.
Okay, I got you down as a yes. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
I thought you'd already voted.
Can you hear me?
Okay, and I have Stiff.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Katia. My phone died just because we were taking the vote.
Okay, this motion is to extend for 10 minutes to consider the e-ballot motion.
Okay. Are you asking me? Is it my turn?
Yeah, you're the only one left. No, there's only two left.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, okay, yes. Razan.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, my God.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
The vote on that was 16-3-2.
Okay, we are extended for 10 minutes. I will go ahead and read the motion, and then if you and Director Lee Newart would like to motivate.
Can you hear me, Summer?
Yes, Heather?
No, this is Serena. I had asked for a point of personal privilege as soon as the issue of extending was done.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead. What is your point of personal privilege?
I want to go on record as objecting to documents being sent to the board an hour before the meeting, after the start of the meeting, on things where you've had the documents for 4 months that are tremendously important that we're going to be pressured to vote on tonight. That is really bad form.
Point of order.
I know that everybody's going to be pressured to vote on anything tonight. We meet very regularly as a board, and I presume those matters, as it has taken us an hour and 15 minutes to approve the agenda and the minutes, the experience
point
that we have
order,
on a regular basis. I think that even though I agree, Serena, and I do understand that board members want things well in advance and legitimately so, I also know that we are unlikely to get to all of these matters tonight, so I would hope that board members would please take the opportunity to review them so that when we meet again in 2 weeks, you will be able to pepper me with questions and things in the interim that may be help making decisions.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Orders of the day, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Okay, so we've extended 10 minutes on the motion from Directors Janice Lane Ewart and Richard Uzel. Move that in order to achieve maximum cost efficiency and to increase participation, the PNB shall set as official policy in annual delegate elections the use of verifiably secure electronic balloting with the option of any member being able to opt out and in lieu of e-balloting to vote by paper mail-in ballots. And further, to facilitate e-balloting for the 2013 election, the PNB shall task Director Janice Lane Ewart to research and to present to the board information about at least 3 e-ballot vendors by May 9, 2013 for consideration by the IED in planning the 2013 delegate elections. I will go to Janice Ewart and Richard Uzel to motivate the motion as they are the authors of the motion, and then I will take a stack for discussion. Ms. Lane Ewart, would you like to take the floor?
Certainly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've supported this motion as a result of looking at the timeline by which the election process should have begun, and also in consideration of other nonprofits similar to the Pacifica National Board, in which there are several categories and individuals that are required to participate in the election process. And having observed and participated in similar nonprofit electronic voting where the process and the verifiable results have taken place successfully on many years and in situations where there are individuals who do not have access to computers to vote, yet the process for getting paper ballots to them has worked effectively and efficiently. I am asking the Board of Directors to please vote yes for this motion as it not only will be a savings of significant funds, it will also be that this is an industry known as public broadcasting, for which we are urging our station members and our staff to embrace technology and the opportunity for the election process to also embrace technology seems to be at a very favored time. In the process of conducting the research for at least 3 e-ballot vendors, I will certainly review and take into account any contingencies that may have come out of the past minutes of the election committee, so that there will be every opportunity to present a proposal at the May meeting that takes into account all possibilities of success.
Stack.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Margie to the stack.
Benito to the
stack. Thank you, Janice. I'm going to give Richard an opportunity to speak if he so chooses as the other maker of the motion. Did you wish to motivate? And then I will go to the stack. I heard Lizette, Lydia, Margie, Benito, and I'll take more people after that. Go ahead, Richard. Did you want to motivate also?
I defer to what Director Lane Ewart said. I can't be more eloquent than that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so Lizette, Lydia, Benito, and then I'll take more people. Go ahead, Lizette.
Thank you, Chair. This is a very good motion, but I'm very wary of the kind of politics we seem to be playing. We spent nearly half the night and more resisting a matter to deal with the elections, which are out of the timeline anyway. But we extend the time, taking away from urgent matters that we should be discussing as we speak to deal with this. And I don't think it's right what we're doing sometimes.
This is just...
Okay. Thank you, Lizette. Lydia, go ahead, please.
Yes, I would like to move to refer this to the Elections Committee and ask Janice to present to the Elections Committee. Certainly this motion, that's where it belongs. Everything will come back to the PMB. She can amend it back to its original form. But there have been volumes, and she needs to, I think, hear the experiences from people who are actually in Pacifica stations. And Pacifica in and of itself is very different from most A, nonprofits, and from B, most affiliates. So I would urge that this go to the Elections Committee and urge all directors who are in favor of this existing motion to come on the call, as all directors can attend all committee meetings, and participate in the call with their voice and comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Margie, you're next, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I move on, Lydia, you've made a motion to refer to elections. Is there a second? My apologies.
This is Margie. I'll second that.
Okay, so there's a second.
This is the secretary.
Yes, secretary.
Who did that? Lydia?
Lydia, if someone makes the motion, Wilkinson second.
Yeah, right. Lydia, would you please type that up and send it to me so I get the exact wording? Thank you.
Summer, this is Jessica for the stack.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, so the motion on the floor is to refer the motion, the main motion, to the Elections Committee. Is that correct, Lydia?
That's correct.
Thank you. Please type up the specific wording, if you'd be so kind, and send it to the secretary. Next on stack is Margie, followed by Benita, followed by Jessica. Go ahead, Margie, please.
Okay, thank you. I think it's with all my heart, I want to believe in electronic voting. But I have to tell you that there are two people on our LSB from opposite sides in the political split who are adamantly opposed and believe that there is no way that you can have a secure electronic voting. And I feel I would be remiss as representing my LSB to vote for this without further discussion. And so I think referring it to the Elections Committee is an excellent idea. I was on the Elections Committee previously, and we had some discussion on this matter, and I think more would be a good idea, and we could bring it back to a soon meeting of the LSB and deal with it then.
Thank you,
Tracy,
Marty.
For the
Peter, your next stack, followed by Jessica.
Okay, I'm Tracy, and Tracy for the stack, if I can get on the end. Thanks.
So I've got Benito, Jessica, and Tracy. Go ahead, Benito.
Carolyn, please, on the stack.
And Carolyn, we'll try to get through quickly. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, first of all, I want to second the comments made by Lucette a little earlier in terms of wasting, and I'm going to say wasting an hour and a half almost on minutes and agenda. And number two, I just have two questions. First of all, the first sentence of the motion says that in order to achieve maximum cost efficiency and to increase participation, I guess I can assume about cost efficiency, but I would like somebody to explain how this electronic voting increases participation. So it's just a question. And number two, I'd like to know why this didn't, this motion wasn't referred to the elections committee from the beginning, from the jump.
Let me ask that, Janet.
It's just questions.
May I respond to that?
Oh, go ahead, Richard or Janet.
Janet, if you'd like to.
Go ahead, Janet.
I can respond to
Janet.
Janice Lane Ewart is responding as one of the makers of the motion.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
And will you put me on the stack?
Yes,
Janice.
Ma'am. It's on the stack also. Okay,
okay.
Go ahead, Janice.
I can respond to the cost efficiency in that it removes significantly the cost of the election supervisor and also allows the process to go through electronically, which cuts down on the cost of mailing ballots and ballots going back and forth, increasing participation, particularly among individuals who within the network are computer savvy and are more likely to participate, and because people lose ballots and at the last minute they want another one or a third one or a fifth one, which creates more time and more funds. For the reason why I didn't go to the election committee, because as I understand it, we're almost a month behind in the process. The opportunity for me to do the research, be informed of whatever contingencies are important to ensure that they are met, and to bring this forward so that we have forward movement. Committee work is fine. I have nothing against that. I've been on this board a few mere months, and I am trying to work towards forward movement, and it's been difficult to see that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you, Janice. Next up on stack is Jessica, Tracy, Carolyn, and Janet, and we're going to be out of time. So go ahead. Jessica, you're next.
Jessica, this is Jessica. I'm from KPFT. I just wanted to say that first, this is not a new idea. This is something that some of the PMD members for the last 3 years, for sure, that I know of, have been working on. I think the pros for it are not only a cut down on paper waste, cut down on fraud, duplication, lost ballots. As a voter myself, if I had an opportunity to just email my vote in, which I do on the regular when I'm already part of committees, and being that those are better paper trails than actual paper, I support this motion. I do also support letting it be moved to the elections, but I also fear that it will flounder. So if we can get to an idea tonight and push, that would be great. But I think that if anybody's worried about paper trails or evidence of any kind of unusualness, it's easier to catch it with an electronic trail, and that if we all had an option to vote from home, we would all be voting. And I think that's the problem with a lot of American, or with all of our elections on the regular. In fact, you have to get in the car, find a ride, get to line, all that totally stands in the way of my ability to just say, yep, that's what I want to do. So I wish we could just move forward and that we can push it forward, either the technology and elections committee. But I think a good start is tonight, and I thank Mr. Uzel and Ms. Lane for bringing that forward, because it's been in the works for a while and it took some backbone to bring this to us, so thank you. I support this wholeheartedly.
Soon, sometime.
Thank you, Jessica. Next on stack is Tracy, then Carolyn, then Janet, and then we're closed on the stack and have to make a decision. Thank you. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. In answer to the issue about how this increases participation, I think all we have to do is look back to the last, oh my God, we extended so long, 4 to 6 weeks of our last election, and all of the people calling and emailing constantly about the replacement ballots that weren't coming quickly enough from New York because they lost their ballots and they needed another one. There wasn't time to get it there, and people drove for hours to get to the stations to drop off their ballots. The reality is that paper ballots are bulky for an awful lot of people. And certainly speaking for myself, I heard at least 100 people say, why the heck can't I vote online? So there is a significant chunk of our constituency that would be convenienced by being able to vote online. And I think it's more than time that we listen to them. In terms of referring this to the
committee,
well, guys, we haven't dealt yet with most of the motions that this committee sent to the PNB for last year's election, and we just moved them down once again at this meeting. So the reality is that if we do that, we are saying no electronic voting this time around, and this has been on the table since at least 2009, and I mean, guys, it's 2013. So it's really time to stop delaying and stop postponing, and I support what Janice is doing here because we need to do this. And sending motions in circles, really at a certain point it has to stop, especially when we're talking about saving money that we desperately need to save.
Thank you, Tracy. Next up on stack is Carolyn, followed by Janet. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn on the stack, sorry. This is a huge issue, and I think the fact that we're still talking about it from last year is one reason that maybe it shouldn't go back to the Elections Committee, because I think that I was on the committee then and I'm on it now, but I don't think the committee did a very thorough job of, we did not do a very thorough job of examining the advantages of various companies. So I like the idea that Janet is going to do some research and present it to us, and she and Richard will sort of screen things for those two issues. To answer Benito's question, the companies that we talked to last year all agreed that we would have increased membership. That's pretty standard. Anybody you talk to who does electronic balloting. And as for Margie's board, the people who are against it, I kind of know what those arguments are. This is not municipal or civic voting or a public election. This is this has to do with something else. This has to do with a different kind of balloting, and it's not, you know, like a city or a state or a county election. That kind of election is very easy to tamper with. This is not. And I think if you look at the way these companies present their information, you'll see it's quite secure. So, and that's a major objection to it. So I just want to throw that out there. So I hope we can, you know, at least take the time to look at some research before we start passing it around to committees that then, you know, have so much else on their plate. So I hope that we can pass this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Janet, you're next.
How much time is left? Because I won't waste time. If,
About 3 minutes left.
Okay, well, then I will say that it was Benito's question has been answered by Tracy and Carolyn. It is so obvious that anything that saves you the time of going downstairs or somewhere or across town with an envelope and putting it in a mailbox and putting a stamp on it is going to increase listenership. There will be more people available to do that. But I do want to also point out to Tracy's example of where it could come in handy that we really didn't get our mailed. The mailing list will have to be ship shape before this begins to happen, but it must happen. The time is now for e-ballots. There's no question.
Summer,
that's all.
Summer, could
Summer, this is Janice. Could I someone made a statement for which there was an inaccuracy, and it won't take me long to correct it.
Go ahead, Janice.
Someone made a statement regarding my base of knowledge on the, and made reference to radio stations and public broadcasting, and I think it should be known that that's not the only universe in which I operate or live, and so my experience from which I speak is not that limited.
Thank you. Okay.
Summer, this is Heather. Could I be on the stack just quickly at this time?
Go ahead, Heather.
Summer, can you hear me? I've been trying to get on the stack since before Janet spoke.
Is this Serene?
It is.
Point of order.
I can hear you.
Madam Chair. Point of order, yes. Madam Chair. We're out of time. We need to move to a vote.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Would the body indulge the two final speakers to speak?
Please.
There was a motion to move this to the refer back to the Elections Committee. We have to vote on that and then see where that goes from there. But Heather and Serene have asked to speak. Could we indulge these last two speakers and ask that they both be brief?
I call the question.
Thank you. And then we'll go straight to a vote on the motion to refer as well as the main motion, depending on that, how that goes, if that's appropriate. Go ahead, Heather.
I'll be brief. I just wanted to say that I appreciate Margie talking about some of the problems and concerns that people have about electronic voting. However, I think that there have been some advancements made in a checks and balance system, and I was hoping that when Janice and Richard are looking at this, if they could share some of the thinking about this or the technological advances on the protection and integrity of this electronic vote. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Serene, you're next.
Okay, I don't think I'll be quite as brief as Heather, but I'll try. One thing is that I think I heard a member say that because the board had failed to act on something on a motion sent by the Elections Committee, that that's the reason why this shouldn't be sent to the Elections Committee. And that sort of flips the reality. The committee really is doing its work. But more than that, I would be much more interested in having an option where people opt in to electronic balloting, rather than forcing them to opt out. If you understand, if you've been through even one of our elections before, the information that's available to people, meaning the listeners, whether staff or listeners, to the voters, is extremely limited, and that's problematic. It's very problematic to force people to opt out of something. And our email lists, our mailing lists are not in great shape. Our email lists are, I understand, even in worse shape. So what are we doing here?
Excuse me, if the lists are out of balance, that doesn't have anything to do with the electronic voting. That's right. An infrastructure issue that has to be right. Fixed no matter what we do.
Come on, I agree, Janice, that our lists do need work. That's going to be more difficult because we have fewer staff doing more things all around the network. But I...
Madam Chair, we're out of time. We need to move to a vote.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is a motion to refer this matter to the Elections Committee. We'll vote on that first, and depending upon its outcome, we'll either vote on the main motion, which is e-balloting, or we will not because it has been referred. So if you support the motion to refer, then please vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call
point
the roll.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Allen.
If I understand it correctly, if we vote not to refer, we will then have the opportunity to just vote up or down yes to consideration of
that is correct. If it is not referred, we will immediately go to a vote on the main motion as we are out of time on the item.
Thank you very much.
So, again, to clarify, the first thing you'll be voting on is the motion to refer. And depending on its outcome, if it is defeated, then we would go directly to a vote on the main motion regarding e-balloting. So, we're voting on the referral. If you support referral, vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Brisson.
Yes.
Yes. Rumsfeld.
No.
No. Medina. Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda.
Yes.
Yes.
McDonough.
Gotcha. Allen?
No.
No. Polinar?
No.
No. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
No.
No. Gray?
No.
No. Lane York?
No.
No. Edward Steaker?
Stan.
Stays. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Can't hear you.
Yes.
Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Dixon McCraw to say no.
No. Norman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Stitt?
No.
No.
Ain't too much games, man.
Okay, Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
6-13, no. 6-13.
Thank you. The motion to refer is defeated. Now we move to a vote on the main motion, which is regarding e-balloting. Does anyone need to have the motion read again before we take a vote? If yes, say so.
Just point information.
Yes, Benito?
Just, Richard, can you just run those numbers again, the vote count?
On
the previous motion. All I got was 6.
6-13-2.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay, this is the vote. This is a vote on Edward on e-balloting. Edward Stinky.
Can I
yes.
ask a question?
Yes.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Now that we have voted on this motion relating to the elections, can we ask that the other motions for elections be moved up then?
Madam Chair, we're in the process of voting.
Wait, what are you asking, Lizette?
You finished?
She's asking about other motions. We're trying to get going on this.
No. Nothing else is being moved anywhere. We're out of time. We're simply taking a vote on this one motion, and then we're
going to about the next meeting. I'm asking a question about the next meeting.
What are you asking then for the next meeting, Lizette?
We're in a vote.
Just one moment. We haven't begun to call the roll. Just let me try to resolve
it. I'm sorry.
Lizette, what are you asking for the next meeting? Please clarify.
I thought we were finished, and I said now that we have voted not to put this thing. We are in the middle of the vote. I'm sorry.
Okay, Lizette, no
question.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Edward Seeker voted yes. Rosenberg?
I'm sorry, are we voting now, Richard?
We are voting on the main motion, which is
yes.
to support e-balloting.
Yes,
okay,
and I am voting yes. Thank you.
Okay, Siegel.
Abstain.
Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Diaz.
Abstain.
King.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Abstain.
Stitt.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm voting yes.
Brazon, thank you. Yes, Brazon.
Abstain.
Cromshaw.
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
Is this on the main motion?
Yes.
I abstain.
Alan? Teresa?
Yeah, Teresa says yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Hinchel?
Hinchel votes hell yes.
Yes. Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Bowman?
Yes.
No.
No. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Lane York?
Yes.
Yes. He's getting passes, didn't he?
Anyway.
Okay, it's 13 to 1 to 6.
Oh, Rishikini. Rishikini.
Thank
you.
Real quickly, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion that Margie Wilkerson be added to the election committee.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the final vote count, please, Richard? I couldn't hear you.
13-1. Six. And
Thank you.
And
motion definitely carries.
Motion.
And I'm sorry, you're moving that Margie Wilkinson be added to the election committee, is that correct?
Yes.
Second. Is there a necessity for this, that we have a special motion that should be added?
It's on the agenda.
Oh, I understand, but we're out of time, so I'm concerned about all the irregularities, but also
but
I'm not...
She may
why is there a motion?
There may not be any objections. She wants to be on the election committee. Nobody else wants to fill that position.
I don't think it even needs to be voted on. I mean, are you volunteering?
We approve the position. The CNB approves the position.
Is there any objection to Margie Wilkinson being the KPFA representative on the Elections Committee?
No objection.
Madam Chair. Okay, I hear no objections.
I also would like to move that we have a continuation meeting on the 9th of May.
Thank you. Okay, so first, there's no objection to Margie Wilkinson being on the election committee as a KPFA representative. Congratulations, Margie. Welcome to the elections committee.
Thank you.
And Richard, you're moving that we have a continuation meeting on our next cycle of May 9th,
correct,
which will be a Thursday, 2 weeks from now. Is there any objection to that?
Three
okay.
A week? So I was trying to get on staff.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Serene seconds. That's why I was trying to get on staff, but apparently you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Okay.
And this
all
is
right. Is there any objection? And otherwise, we will be scheduled for our continuation meeting where we will pick up where we left off on the agenda. And hearing none. All right. Make sure that it's already posted, Richard, but everyone has also been notified. And so that everyone knows, taking into account the disagreement about meeting notices and whether or not they had properly occurred, I did instruct our national technical staff to change the KPFTX notification settings so that we will receive written meeting notices in our emails 1 week prior to each scheduled meeting that is posted. So, you know, it doesn't help people if they late post their meetings, but the PNB meetings are scheduled for the whole year. I will confirm with Richard that indeed they are posted for the whole year, in which case you will receive a 7-day advance notification fulfilling that requirement of the bylaws. You will still continue to get a notification 2 days in advance of the meeting and the morning of the meeting. But that way people will not have to worry about giving extra written notification in order to satisfy that notice requirement. All right?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right, folks, we are out of open session. Thank you to members of the listening public for sitting here this evening's meeting with us. And everyone, please reconvene in closed session as quickly as possible. Thank you. See you again in 2 weeks on the call, on the open session. Thank you.